Culturalism. Feeling your culture is superior to others. We all, by human nature, have racist tendencies, more or less. Martin Luther King gave his life for blacks. I don't have a problem with that because he was black. It was only natural. Many Native Americans identify as Native Americans rather than just Americans. I don't have a problem with that because they are Native Americans. It's only natural. Orientals have their enclaves. Hispanics have their enclaves. Muslims have their enclaves. It's only natural. These natural inclinations indicate racial, ethnic, and religious bias. And that, my friend, is culturalism. Racism is when culturalism manifests hate. White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, WASP, founded this country and established America with WASP culture. They did the best job ever done in the history of the world because of their culture. Now those of other cultures want to change America fundamentally. Those other cultures are just jealous. They want to be in control. That's only natural. The countries from which most of these anti-WASP cultures come are losers. They want to bring losing culture into dominance in America. Immigrants should come here because they believe in the culture. Otherwise, they should stay with similar people and their losing culture. What about blacks? The Democratic Party took them from one form of slavery to another. Now the slavery consists of subsistence checks for them with only one unspoken stipulation: vote Democratic. That was fine for a while, but now they want fairness. Translation, more. How much will be enough? Well, look at the NBA or NFL, mostly black players, more and more black coaches, more and more black owners. How much is enough? All. Let's stop the hypocrisy. All the pretense is embarrassing. It offends the intellect. It makes us totally dishonest. You say you don't have a racist, culturalist bone in your body? Well, just wait till an unfriendly, unloving, ungodly culture seizes the upper hand. That bone will start aching. Check out history. So what's my solution to such a negative realization that humanity is tainted with racism, culturalism, nationalism? Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. The solution is real culture change. It is the new birth in Christ Jesus. Unless we come into Him, there will be racism, culturalism, nationalism-based clashes until He returns. If you're a Christian reading this, you need to understand you have a much bigger responsibility than just prayer. Mark 16:15 says, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, to every creature." He was talking to me. And He was talking to you. Racism and Christianity. Racism is an attitude of the heart. Murder is a physical act. The natural man's heart is wicked. Racism is just a manifestation of that wickedness. Sins of the heart don't affect others. It is only when physical acts are performed that we react. But Jesus told us that except we repent, we will all likewise perish. The heart has to be changed, and only Christ can do that. Out of the heart proceeds the issues of life. Racism is the word that people use, but the real issue is culturalism. People pay more attention to how people act, talk, and live than they do the color of their skin. The skin color is a surrogate for culture. It is used for stereotyping. A person's race is forced upon them. A person's culture is what they have been taught and what they choose for themselves. You have to overlook a person's race. You don't have to and should not overlook their culture. There are cultures of crime, drug abuse, sexual perversion, etc., that affect society. Overlooking these cultures is dangerous to society. Culture proceeds from worldview, which manifests as a value system, an attitude, a language, a religion, and a way of life. If we really understand the gospel and the mystery of the kingdom, we know that Christ came introducing a new culture, the culture that proceeds from the indwelling Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is the nature of God, which should be willingly manifested by those who are in Christ. If we do not accept the culture of Christ, can we honestly say that we have accepted Christ? John put it this way, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love." 1 John 4:7-8. So, we ought to see racism as a symptom of a problem and not the real problem. Sin nature is the problem. New nature is the solution.